Applebee's cashier about signing up for a rewards card where you can save money at all of our 34 stores. Doubleby's. It's where you gas it, grab it, and go. That's Doubleby's.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
Fool me once. Shame on you.
Here are David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
It fooled me. We can't get fooled again.
All right. It is 8:06 on this hump day, June 10th. Glad you're with us today. As I mentioned, you got the NBA championships continue tonight back in New York. The Knicks and the Spurs. Knicks are up 2-1 last night. Carolina wins in the Stanley Cup 5-3. So that will go. Next match will be Thursday night. College World Series starts this weekend, Raj.
All right, sure, I'll be there.
Are they still having that?
They're still having that, yeah. I know, just because of the Hogs and ULR are not in it, we got to keep doing it. So if you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037, we are here on the road at our Man Cave, first ever Man Cave winner contest, Man Cave contest, rather, brought to you by Coffin by Design West. We'll visit with Laura Beth a little bit later. Thanks to Tori from Down Home Catering for giving us breakfast.
Yeah.
Joe Klein donating $100 in Corky's. Mark, you get that?
It's
the home of Mark and Ann Carter. We had two categories. We had one that was for Razorback themed and one that was non-Razorback themed. Tomorrow we'll be in Houston, Arkansas at Sandy and Kimberly Hudspeth. They've got a giant man cave. It's the size of a, I mean, I don't know. It looks like it's about 2,000 square feet.
Wow.
I mean, it's huge. And of course, he was in the car business, so it's two different concepts. And I'm sort of glad it worked out this way.
Right? Sure.
This is more of an intimate. You come up and you come upstairs, and you've got every inch
it's
filled.
It's history.
Yeah, it's history. So anyway, Mark, thanks for having us. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, dude.
Congratulations. You're now in the history books. You're not
there. We're going to be a trivia question with
that?
Roger.
Somebody said
we need to get Mark May to sign something for you. One of the great Hogs of all time.
Oh, there's no doubt.
Well,
he was in one
of our features. We got to.
He did.
A signature. I'll have to give it to you.
We'll personalize it.
Next time he's at the club,
you.
I'll bring something
that's,
for him
that,
to sign.
That's right. We'll do that. And so Heather Baker is here. She's wearing her Roger Scott. Trivia host of the year award.
Yeah, about that? Of the universe.
Matter of fact, somebody, I hope Ryan and her husband here doesn't get mad. Somebody from the 501. Heather Baker's hot in her T-shirt and her jeans.
Oh.
We can see on YouTube. Got hot Heather. Oh, there you go.
H-A-U-T.
Now, you've got a little special before. You've got to play a match game here in a second. But
all
you've
right,
got a little special
Ryan.
Presentation you want to give to your guy, Mark, who works for you.
Mark has done an incredible job. He is up for a ton of journalism awards right now. I'm super proud of him. And to reward him for winning this, it's, you know, the dedication in it. So I had something made
wow.
for him.
Wow. Look at that.
Wow. It's metal.
That is awesome.
Yes. Fire good.
Wow. So, Roger, how do we need to turn that where the cameras can be
seen? Right there.
Sweet, man.
Right there.
So that is it's a Razorback with a headband and a basketball.
It's
a basketball.
It's where we're winning.
Yeah.
That's right. So it's made out of metal. So,
yes.
So it's
sure.
Awesome. Somebody made that for you.
Sure.
Can you have a spot for it somewhere in here?
It will very soon.
There's a spot.
And I like the Nikes.
Yeah, I like that.
Very nice. Right, thank you. Congratulations.
That's very nice. That's outstanding.
I noticed there's a Razorback mailbox, there's Razorback signees, there's just, you know, you name it, everywhere you look, there's signed balls, there's hats.
The one thing, of course, you've got a helmet about your era, Baz, that you see back here with the hog on the helmet.
That's an 80s helmet.
You've got one of those. And just looking at it, I don't see a lot of the old. I love the when Lombardi was coaching the Skins. I like that. There's a little bit of that Skins helmet, you know, it's got the R on it. I've always thought was pretty cool.
Yeah,
I didn't realize that growing up what was going on.
Yeah.
But then some of the other hogs that you have, it's either lean on or
The leaning hogs.
Or going through the A. I'm trying to find some of the stuff with the older hog, and I know it's here.
You've got a signed pennant from
Fred Marshall,
the only national championship quarterback. Yeah.
Where's his Basil jersey?
There's only so much room in here. You know, there's only so much.
You know what?
Room.
No. Qualls, would you make one of those up, please?
I will make room for it.
I'm saving that for its own room.
Oh.
That's right. When Will leaves. When Will leaves, he goes to Cali.
By the way, your son has been working for the Trojans athletic department.
Yeah.
But he came from U of A, right?
No, he went to Tulane. My younger son is an equipment manager for the football team.
For in his seventh year, right?
Yeah.
Right? I'm sorry. Sorry.
He's kicking the extra point on his collegiate career.
Yeah, but how about that? He's been they worked their butts off there, right?
Oh, they worked their butts off.
So, and then your other son, Will, has been with the Trojans, and he's going out to the West Coast.
To Cal Baptist in Riverside. Yeah, we're moving him out next week.
He's going to be out there?
Assistant communications director for California Baptist, which is been a D1 school for about 10 years, and they made March Madness, or it made March Madness this past year. So it's kind of an up-and-coming, kind of like GCU. I don't know if how many people pay attention to college basketball. GCU is a private Christian school in Phoenix that's like raised its profile big time.
Yeah.
Cal Baptist is kind of like the next one coming after.
Well, I'm sure you and your wife aren't thrilled about losing him all the way out to California.
I'm struggling.
I'm giving him an emotional support day.
There you go. you guys want to play a little match game?
Let's do it.
All right,
let's play the game.
Roger, you want to
play? Let's play the game. Pop it up there, Christian.
It's time to play the match game. Brought to you by U.S. Truck Accessories, your number one Central Arkansas source for truck accessories. Visit them in-store or online at ustruckaccessories.net. Now, let's see what wacky answers the guys can come up with.
All right. We need a contestant, 661-1037.
We have a contestant, and this is Stan. He wants to play match game.
No.
I don't believe it.
Yeah,
I don't believe it.
Yeah.
I don't think he's ever been able to do that.
Yeah,
what do you think, Roger?
Since you asked me on the air, of course. Let's give him a chance. Of course, that's the way we do things.
I think the last time he was sort of
Let's give it a try. Let's see if he can redeem himself. If he's worthy of staying on as a caller, because Dan, if things don't work out, we have new technology. We will block your radio from listening.
What's up, Stan?
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm ready.
Okay. All right, I'm looking. Matter of fact, I'm looking over your shoulder, Mark, right now. I see a basketball signed by Nolan Richardson and Sidney Moncrief. That's a great combo. Two of the greatest figures, probably other than Corliss, in the history of the basketball program. Yep. All right, so what are we playing for, Christian? What do we got here?
That basketball. I didn't know.
What we got, Christian?
Weird Al Yankovic tickets.
Great. Oh,
okay. Great. All right, Stan, give us a chance to get our answer before you give us yours, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're going to go with ice blank.
Ice.
Just be thinking.
Blank.
Just be thinking.
Ice
just hold your
blank.
Answer. Hold your answer. Be thinking, and then by the time you get your answer, you got your answer, Mark. Roger.
I don't.
Are you in?
I got it.
All right. So Stan's got to match one of your answers. Stan, what is your answer? There's several different directions you could go here.
You can.
What are you going with? Ice break.
I'm gonna go with who you and Roger talk about all the time on y'all show. The big movie star, Ice-T, baby.
I like what you're talking about, Stan. I just knew you were gonna go Ice Statue.
No, I'm going Ice-T, baby. Nolan already got the statue, baby. He got the statue.
All right, we'll start with Heather Baker. Heather, ice what? What is your
ice? Ice baby.
Ice baby. Okay, very good. Mark, what did you have?
I had the same thing as Heather.
Ice baby. Y'all a big vanilla ice. Christian, what did you have?
I'm not a big fan.
Okay,
I had Ice Man, George Gervin.
Ice Man.
Yeah.
Roger, what did you have?
Well, how funny that the good Lord put me in this position. I was thinking of what you said it was. It's National Iced Tea Day.
That's right.
And I went iced tea.
Is it the same iced tea, though?
You got to give it to him.
Because
we're not spelling it. We're just saying it.
The wrapper iced tea is just a tea.
Yep.
All right,
yep.
Christian. We're going to give it. Let's go ahead and give it to him.
Iced tea. There it is, Stan. You got it, Stan. You know what that means?
Hey,
that was the good Lord's way of saying, Roger, you're going to give it. Now, I know one other thing. I want to put up a new poll. He's gone. My poll was going to be, what are the odds that he wants to go to see Weird Al?
Actually one of the most fascinating things I've ever seen.
No, there's no doubt.
Weird Al.
But he ain't going. Right.
Let's try it. Let's get another contestant. We'll try another. By the way, anybody want to know what my answer was? My answer was another rapper. Not Ice-T, but Ice Cube. Rapper, actor, right? Rapper, actor.
I was going to say, he's a rapper.
Also had Ice Breaker.
And every other female will say Ice Cream.
Ice Cream. Oh, that's a big one.
But the thing is, there's not a lot of female.
What about Ice Princess?
Well,
Ice
Princess. Now, let me ask you this. Go back.
Is Grandpa.
Is it Ice Tea or Iced Tea? That's our debate online this morning because today's National Iced Tea Day. What is it? Is it iced?
Technically, it's iced.
Iced with a D.
Technically, ice without the D, T doesn't make sense.
It's iced,
but just the way we say it in the South.
I know.
In our decision, is final.
It's iced. Yeah.
Stan did call back and he wants the Weird Al tickets. But we can still play another.
Very good. Very good. Very good. He's going to sell them. They're going to be on Facebook later. I say ice. I-C-E.
So, that's what I say.
If I want to, hey, will you give me a glass of iced tea? It's in there. It's just the ED is silent.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah.
661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of today's show. I was noticing a couple of birthdays today. I noticed Dan Fouts. You remember Dan Fouts?
I do. That's right. Eric Coryell.
I saw Howlin' Wolf. You remember?
I do. What a
very unique voice.
What a great character he played in the movie Cadillac.
He was in that? I didn't know that. Yeah, I didn't know that. Judy Garland.
Aww.
Judy Garland, one of the greats of all time.
Christian, are you ready? Somewhere over the rainbow, bluebirds fly.
Y'all are going to turn this man cave into a she shed.
How about that?
That is the most priceless voice.
Do you have a great job, Roger?
Do we have carpet? Yes, we have.
Yes. So you know what we need? We need to call.
Need a mop.
Yeah, or we'll have to call the restoration place.
What about F. Lee Bailey? Remember him? Who was he on the legal team for?
He was on OJ.
He was on OJ. Yeah.
But how did he, I think he came to prominence with maybe the Boston Strangler. May have been the boss.
Sounds right.
Is that right? What if I threw out this birthday, Roger? Another actress, as we are surrounded by a lot of the actors and actresses in this room. Hattie McDaniel.
Oh, yeah.
Who was Hattie McDaniel? Academy Award winning actress.
Yeah.
What movie, Roger?
Gone with the Wind.
Gone with the Wind.
That's right.
That's exactly.
I think the first African American to win the Academy Award.
She was.
Hattie McDaniel.
I think that
she played Mamie.
She wasn't allowed to attend the Oscars.
Is that right? I don't think.
No, they had her sequestered in another room. Actually, that was like a
in the main room.
Or something.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, it was horrible. But
I'm gonna go with this one. This is a sports question I want to throw out there, and I want to see if Mark can get this one.
Oh boy!
So on this day back in '85, this running back broke the 2,000 yard mark during the season. And it only happened twice before that. O.J. Simpson in 73 for 2003 and Eric Dickerson in 84, 2105. I'll give you a hint. It wasn't the NFL. Who was the player, Mark Carter?
Who broke the 2,000-yard mark?
Yeah, in 85. And I said it wasn't the NFL.
It had to have been the USFL.
You're on the right track. Let's go. Finish it.
Was it Bo?
Work your way through it, Mark. No, thank you. You did it. You worked your way through that. Wasn't easy.
I forgot that he had hit 2,000.
And Roger, extra credit. Yeah. Who was the owner of the team he played for?
So good.
Donald Trump owned the New Jersey Generals back then. Yeah. And extra credit. I go to Roger on this one. Let's go to Christian on this one. Christian? Speaking of Herschel Walker, what is he doing now?
Is he in politics of some sort?
Well, he tried to be. He did not get elected, but you might say he's in politics now. What is he doing?
Fitness or something?
Does anybody else know here?
I don't know.
Roger, do you know?
He's an ambassador.
I think it's to Jamaica, isn't it?
Is he really?
Yeah. Unlike Stevens.
Does he have an Arkansas connection?
No.
He has a Trump connection.
Yeah.
Unlike Warren Stevens, who is obviously in England, and Mike Huckabee in Israel.
They were our cover features.
That's right. But he's in Jamaica. A much easier, good gig. Yes.
I totally missed that. I did not know that.
Well,
he ran for Senate in last election.
Yeah, see, this is what we do. This is what we do to on this show. We try to educate.
Thank you, Dave.
And try to grow your area.
Yep.
If you just been looking around here, we're in a man cave, and I was looking some of the old technology that you have. I see. So what is that? A DVD or CD player? What is that right there? There's a typewriter.
It's a printer.
Printer.
Okay. Yeah, you got a typewriter.
Oh, yeah, I got it. Got an old. Yeah.
Yeah. And what is this? This is an old. Is this a what do you call it, console?
Yeah, there's like a turntable under. That was my grandparents.
Oh, look at that.
If you lift up the top, you have to lift up. Yeah, that part doesn't open.
Yeah. The console, you know, back
there's
in
the turntable in there, yeah.
In the 70s, it would take 6 people to move those kind of things. Oh, it was so big.
Dude,
you know it's real when it takes more than one person.
It's like Bill Fort Tough. Yeah.
Can you imagine wanting to bring it up them stairs?
Oh, that's a great point. Yeah, and I was going to say, you know, Roger was talking about that. You know, or stairs, you know, some people, when you get to be a certain age, you don't want to buy a house that has stairs. Y'all bought this house 15 years ago.
Yeah.
Do you now look at it, boy, it sure would be nice not to have those stairs? Are y'all downstairs
your
or upstairs?
Your bedroom downstairs, isn't it? Master?
No, master's up here.
Oh, it
okay.
is?
Okay.
Master's up here. No, I'm good with the stairs. You know, other people may not be. But
you're very steep.
Even 15 years ago, I said, when I bought my house, I said the master has to be on the entry floor.
Yeah.
It's interesting. So, you know, not to disclose exactly where you live, because we, you know, don't want anybody coming
it's
by.
It's Edge Hill.
It's very good. Trying to take away some of your stuff. But this is an area not far from PA. It's the Hillsborough area. Yeah. Beautiful view if you keep going up to the top of this mountain.
Fantastic.
It is absolutely.
There's some $2 million homes up there.
Yeah, and you think about this area 40 years ago when PA was just a baby school out there, and now you drive on what's the road that PA's on? What's the
Henson.
I mean, that thing is like 9 billion cars at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and you have to get around because that's just the growth of the school.
This house was built in 80, and when it was built, this was the edge of town, literally, I mean, back then.
So did you have to negotiate with your wife, Ann, on this to say, honey, I would like to make this room, be my man cave room?
No, she knew it was coming.
Do you work in here? Do you write in here?
No, I write down at the dining room table is my home office.
So you've been here 15 years. So what point did you go, I'm making this a man cave, a Razorback man cave? Was it right off the bat?
Oh, before the house was.
You already designated it.
Well, I was going to let the boys pick their rooms, and whichever room was left over,
was going to be your man cave.
Yeah, and Ann was on board. She's very understanding and good about it. So,
Heather, does Ryan have a man cave in your house, your beautiful big house?
Well, we have a whole floor that's a gym and a sauna and a red light therapy.
I do think that's different, though, than a man cave. I think there's a lot of houses that are nice that have a gym. But I'm talking about where it's his space. It's his cool stuff that's hanging up. If he doesn't, Heather, maybe it's something deep down he really wants to have and maybe needs to have.
And he has a whole floor,
Maybe some pictures of him posing.
That's exactly
showing
right.
His abs.
Ryan, look at me. Blink if you're in trouble.
Roger, what about you? When you moved into your new house, did you say, honey, this is my room to
do I dismantled what I had in the old house.
Because you did. In the old house, you used to have a room with all your stuff.
It got to be too much.
Let's see if Heather.
And Samantha wants me to put more of it out. She puts more of it out for me in a different room than I try to back off now.
Where are you going to hang your new winter poster that you get tomorrow?
Well, I'm going to put that outside. I want to put that
in
outside.
The yard?
I want to do that.
We'll make it our big banner.
Could I not get some yard flags of that?
Yeah, I think I should make you one of those huge banners.
Heather, I give you three guesses.
Oh.
So what Roger used to collect for the first 15 years we did the show, 10 or 12 years.
Everybody did it.
He would say, this is what I like. And people would get this, get these when they would go on trips and bring them to Roger. Mm-hmm. So three guesses. What do you think it was?
It would be snow globe.
No.
Nope. Ooh, it's a nice one.
So good guess. In other words, they would go to different places and they would go.
And I'd say, hey, bring me back a.
And he would say that. So,
shot glass.
Bingo.
Very good. Here we go.
That's everybody.
So Roger collected what? I mean, how many of those? 500 of them you had?
Easy.
500. Yeah, and then a few years ago, he goes, I don't want them anymore.
I didn't say that. I asked him. I've kept a few. My daughter went to Europe, and she brought back, against the law, she brought back some dirt from my mother's hometown in Germany. So she brought me back that. So I've given it. Now, Gemma and Dana, a few people there at the station like that, I noticed that they collect them. So when I was moving and all that, I asked them if they would like to have some.
I was a little bothered because all of us had really went to a lot of effort to get him.
No, listen.
And then all of a sudden he makes an announcement. Yeah, I think I'm just going to give him away. What?
No, that's not how I did it.
Cuba.
I kept that one. I kept the international ones. I have all the international because those are pretty cool to me as well. But all the other ones, they were very good to me. But people collect them. And listen, I think it's pretty big of me. I could have taken them to Goodwill and got a tax receipt, but I didn't. I opted out of that and said, no,
Roger,
I'm doing it for us.
Roger gave me 450 shot glasses.
I did. Listen, I do. I have some from Cuba, Japan. But anyway, no. But I collect so many things. And it's tough to give some of that stuff away. These things have your boys will never give away that thing right there.
That stays in the family.
They'll
probably fight over that one.
Okay, what else in this man cave you don't see very, very often in rooms anymore?
A globe.
Oh, yeah.
You've got a tabletop here. It's really cool. What's on the table here?
Oh, that's a map of DeShay County where my mom's family is from.
That is really cool. Sweet. This is like a handmade.
See, that's an antique. Give away those.
This table came back. My dad was a flight surgeon, and we were stationed in the Philippines when I was a kid, and he, flew over into Vietnam. And they would go to, and the officers and their wives would go to Hong Kong a lot and come back with like this handcrafted furniture. That's where this coffee table came from.
Very cool stuff. Again, this is what makes a man cave. All the little special touches, like your typewriter. I know how old that typewriter is. You're obviously a journalist, and I know you don't type your stories up anymore.
It's an old Smith Corona.
Did you ever use that?
My mom, just because I was a writer, she found that somewhere and thought it would be cool.
Heather, hearing a typewriter is the coolest thing
in
the day. Before we let you go here, I know we got to go to break. Someone says from the 870, is Heather's husband the boat up guy hiding in the corner? That's him. He's the boat up guy hiding. There he is, flexing the guns there.
She could ask if that was me.
Yeah, he's flexing the guns there. All right, we'll take a break. Heather, great to see you.
Thanks, Heather. Thank you, Ryan.
Really cool that you're. Who knew this was not planned?
No, not at all.
That one of your star employees would win the man cave contest.
Mark.
Heather wants to win at everything. I do want to say too. I guess would he be your counterpart, Dwayne Hebner, or no?
Yeah. So. He's mainly focused on AMP, and there's logistics, kind of like the president has to do everything. He only focuses on AMP. Dwayne focuses on everything.
Yeah, Dwayne is.
I write for AY sometimes.
Okay.
Dwayne's the editor in chief over everything.
Dwayne puts out
sweepstakes winner.
He puts out more content. I don't know how he does it. How much he writes.
Remarkable. Him and it's Darlene, his wife, the backup support.
Yeah, Darlene's great too.
Incredible. Both of them.
Of course, I connect you guys with Jimmy Johnson.
Yes. And when collaboration is key.
That's right. And then you have to trust, and everybody. I know Jimmy and Kelly Finglas loved Dwayne.
Will never be that gotcha piece. We are dive deep and do an incredible job that tells the story of someone's journey with economic development. I mean, but thank you for the collaboration.
Oh, yeah. No, it's great working together. We got Touchdown Club. We'll announce that coming up soon. It's really, listen, I'm swinging for the fences. I've got one idea. Roger,
I've got one
idea that will be so over the top, people are going to go. They're going to look around and go, are you kidding me? If I get it, it will be the greatest Touchdown Club meeting, in my opinion, ever, if I get it. So we'll just see. I got to keep it confidential, of course. So I'm working through it to see if I can pull it off. But it will be pretty darn cool. It will create national talk. All right, don't go away. It's 8:30. If you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037. We're live at our first Man Cave winner here in West Little Rock. Thanks for being with us.
Everybody knows that we're hog wild. Yeah, everybody knows that we're hog wild.
Out of Bounds Hotline on 103.7 The Buzz is presented by D3 Auto Sales, Arkansas's number one independent used car dealership, specializing in level and lifted trucks. D3AutoSales.com.
This This is SportsCenter.
Last night in the Stanley Cup, the Carolina Hurricanes even up the series by beating the Golden Knights 5-3 on the road. Through four games, there's been 33 goals scored, which puts this on pace to be one of the highest-scoring Stanley Cup finals of all time. Game 5 will be tomorrow night. Game 4 of the NBA Finals will be tonight as the Knicks host the Spurs up 2-1. The league reviewed Victor Wembanyama's head push against Jalen Brunson in Game 3 and deemed it was not a flagrant foul yesterday. This is notable because if he had received one more flagrant foul beyond that, he would have been suspended for a game. Tip for tonight's game is set for 7:30. Coverage will be on ABC. And the Arkansas Travelers opened up their series against the Northwest Arkansas Naturals with an 11-2 win. They'll play again tonight at Dickey Stevens Park. First pitch is set for 6:35. Radio coverage can be heard on 106.7 Buzz 2. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center.
Expect the mid-90s to return to the forecast for Wednesday's highs with partly to mostly sunny skies. Heat index values in the triple digits again. Wednesday night into Thursday morning, mostly clear skies. Some patchy fog and temperatures dropping in the upper 70s. Thursday's highs in the mid-90s, mostly sunny skies with a breezy south-southwesterly wind. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm Arkansas Storm Team Meteorologist Jenna Warner.
Fletcher Dodge wants to buy your car. We'll buy any make or model, and we'll pay you more than anyone else. Please, turn your old car into cash at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is John Neighbors. I want to remind all of you Buzz listeners out there to head over to our social media accounts at 103.7 The Buzz on Facebook, Twitter, and on YouTube, as we are now streaming live with video. So not only do you get to hear from our beautiful voices, you also get to see all of our pretty faces for each and every show throughout the day. So be sure to head over to 103.7 The Buzz on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter and watch us live each and every day right here on 103.7 The Buzz.
Hey, it's Christian Weaver. Real quick, don't let joint pain ruin your summer. Seriously, if your knees hurt every time you get up, your back aches after 10 minutes outside, or your shoulders are keeping you from golfing, swimming, gardening, or whatever you love doing this time of year, you need to check out QC Kinetics. If you've got joint pain, you need to know about the nation's leader in regenerative medicine. Best of all, they're right here in Little Rock. Their treatments target the source of your joint pain so you can get real relief without surgery, without pain pills, and without a long recovery. And right now, they're offering free pain evaluations. It's super easy. You sit down with a medical professional, talk through your pain, and find out if you're a candidate for treatment. Just call 501-393-1159. They've already helped more than 46,000 people get back to enjoying life again. And now it's your turn. Summer's too short to spend it hurting. Get your free pain evaluation by calling QC Kinetics today, 501-393-1159. That's 501-393-1159.
An evening with legendary comedian Jeff Foxworthy.
But they have a rule in my neighborhood. If you walk your dog and your dog does his business in somebody else's yard, you need to get a little plastic bag, pick it up, and dispose of it. So you drive through my neighborhood, and there's all these attractive women walking around with poo-poo purses.
Jeff Foxworthy Live, Saturday, July 11th, Saracen Casino Event Center. Get tickets now through Ticketmaster.
Hi, I'm Hunter Bell. When you think about buying a car, we want you to think Bell Chevrolet. Not just because we want your business, but because we want to be on your side. That's what buying a car should look like. Simple, stress-free, knowing you have someone in your corner. We have something for every budget, new or pre-owned. I keep telling y'all it's better at Bell. Now it's time to come find out for yourself. Come see us on Chenal Parkway or shop at BellChevrolet.com. Together, let's drive.
This is Darren McFadden. I listen to Baz, Jess, and Rod because they got their wood. Enjoy Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
All right, it is 8:33 on this Wednesday, June 10th. Gap band there. What did we say? It was Gap band. What was the other Gap band? There was Gap band, Daz band.
Spring Rubber on Me.
No, it
Gap
was
band,
the
Daz
other,
band.
Gap band, Daz band. What was the other band? What was it? Midnight Star.
Yeah, and Cameo.
Cameo. 661. Somebody says 661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. Baz must be getting Sorsby for the Touchdown Club. That, now, here's another one. Bring in Sorsby to educate us on sports gambling at the Touchdown Club. Well, you can't get him. He's going to be playing. Dude's going to be playing. And I think that ruling they got the other day, I don't think there's anywhere to go. He plays. Right. I don't think they can go. I don't know anything about the legal world. Somebody can tell me, an attorney out there. once the courts ruled that, you know, they appealed it and said, no, he's can't get a play, I don't think you can. Can you reappeal it if you're the NCAA? I guess maybe you can. I don't know.
They won't now. There's no rules.
Legally, I don't know.
NCAA is not going to do anything. They've thrown up the white flag, I think.
They
get sued every time they try to do anything.
I thought I read the other day that they were going to try to go back to the court and appeal again. I don't know how that works.
Yeah. For them to stay relevant, they'll do whatever is necessary to make everybody happy, and then it just keeps getting prolonged and prolonged. You know, it's almost, well, I don't want to get into politics.
couple things. I've just shown the show. We're here at the in West Little Rock at the home of Mark and Ann Carter.
And I just saw Ann. Hi, Ann.
Hi.
I'm Roger.
There's Ann.
Good to
right
meet
there.
You.
Yeah. A couple things. I'm going to have Nate Olson call in here in a second. You guys know Nate?
I know Nate.
Yeah, he spoke very highly about Will, and I'm going to give him the number and have him call. Let's see. And thanks for having us.
Sure.
What's funny is that for those who missed it, we had probably about 30 entries in our Man Cave contest, both Razorback themed and non-Razorback themed. And you did this unbeknownst to your husband because you had a friend of yours. Who was your friend I met downstairs?
Don Barry, my coworker.
At Catholic High School.
Yep.
And she saw my post on Facebook and said, you ought to enter Mark's room. So he doesn't know that you've done this.
No.
And so I guess the judges have voted, which are Darren McFadden and Justin Moore, Melinda Mayo, and Sandy and Kane and Sandy.
Yeah.
What did I say?
Sandy and Sandy.
I'm sorry.
Sandy and Kane and
sorry.
Sandy. Yes, that's all right.
And so I realized it was a winner. And I guess I don't know why I just said, just want to make sure. I just sent a text to him, you know, is this your house? And he goes, yeah, why? Well, you sent me the picture. And he goes, no, I didn't. I said, you didn't. Somebody did. You won. And so I was curious as to the conversation. Did you call? And you go, Ann, did you enter me in a contest? Is that the way that went?
Like I said, it was like a Ricky and Lucy moment from I Love Lucy. Like, Lucy, what have you done? It wasn't like that. No, I was.
You sent me the text.
Yeah.
And you're like, David Basil just sent this to me. Do you know what this is about?
Yeah.
I went, oh, yeah, I forgot.
won.
I go, did you win?
And lo and behold, you got people showed up at your house at 5:30 in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning. And
anytime you bring breakfast, show up at 4:30, 5.
So now, do you look at this room as are you proud that your husband has built this thing, or are you a little embarrassed? Are you a little embarrassed and so over the top? You know, he's not the only one that has a Razorback room. He happened to be the winner. So how do you view this room?
This is going to be a very politically correct
room. No, I enjoy it. I come in here, and I'm amazed at what all he has. It's the history that I enjoy, like his grandfather's pennant. I mean, that means so much to him, and just that we were able to get it framed and – and just to, sometimes I don't know what all he has because he'll buy things and just put it up. And I'm like coming in here, I'm like, where'd that come from?
I haven't bought anything new.
No, it's been a while.
Well, you see his new award.
Yes, so, I know. That awesome? Is really cool.
When's the last time something was added to this room since then? Since that what you got today? When's the last time you brought something in?
Was it the man cave sign? No.
No.
I bought that for his birthday.
Yeah, that's been a while.
Is it something over here? Like, enter these auctions, you know, these Razorback auctions and get, things.
That's your point. Have you ever gone, okay, honey?
Yeah. So,
okay. You got enough in there.
The worst thing I did is at some silent auction, it was like a Brett Bielema print or something, and I ended up winning that for like $150. And it was a real cheesy thing anyway.
I still got it somewhere.
I don't know what else
you could put up.
I mean, we're talking the ceiling now.
I know you did. True. You put the flag to the ceiling.
I've got more flags. There's flags up on the ceiling in the basement where the hats are.
Saw it.
There's other flags.
And also he's talked about he would come up here and watch games and throw things.
Yes.
Now, we know other guys that get mad watching games and things. And now, Dad, you said, honey, you're really just a little bit too much over the top.
Yes. Yeah. Our boys were young at the time, and I said, you've got ears listening to what you're saying. And there's been some slamming of the doors, throwing of Cokes or, you know, cans and stuff. And yelling lots of...
And you just say, honey, you didn't say...
The dogs get scared.
Yeah, that's what he said. He said the dogs don't come up here anymore.
They don't. And then we had two other labs, Gracie and Sophie, and they would hang out with me. I could not watch the game at all. I had to be somewhere else, and they would just hang out with me. They go in the closet sometimes too.
Now you are
wow.
You've been at
you down a lot.
Yeah,
one,
yeah.
One other before we get to Catholic High. Now, did you tell him the hat room had to go in the basement? The 350 Razorback hats.
It just started. He's a collector, as you can tell.
Is he? What's it called? At the your
a hoarder?
Are you a hoarder?
He's a hoarder in a way.
I prefer the term collector, actually. But sure. Whatever.
You know. Of course.
Okay.
I'm like, so this cannot come
so
up here.
So you let him just do the hats downstairs. And 350 hats.
I know. Oh,
and
I look
at it. One of them is 50 years old.
Well, if we ever start a restaurant, I mean, we've got the props or whatever
it's true.
We need.
You sure do. You sure do.
So anyway, you've been a Catholic for 20 years.
I have.
Yeah.
I
so, have. And what do you do at Catholic?
The development director, fundraise for him, marketing.
Wow. How about that? Well, that you were there with Father Tribu.
No.
You left just before he got. I
went in 06. He died in 01.
Oh, no.
And so it was Steve Strasley's first year after he became principal.
Can I tell you, that's almost hard for me to believe when I say, you go, I've been there 22 years. And I'm thinking, sure. Oh, you were there. That's how long it's been, how time has been.
Wow.
I love Steve. Steve is great. He's great for. And I guess was he under Father Tribu before?
Yes.
Yeah, so that was a great transition. Now, you were also there. This was a really tough time for you, I'm sure, that Joe Klein was a volunteer coach.
Yes.
At Catholic. Having to deal with the complaints from parents from that guy. You know, stomping his feet and going up and down. And
scaring people.
Yeah, they're all like, oh, my gosh, he's so tall.
Of course, you've got two NFL owners. And both Jerry Jones, I just blank on the guy from the
76ers. John York.
Yeah, that contributed at one point, what, $10 million, $5 million? Did you do that deal? Is that what you
I was there.
Did you coordinate
that? No, that was Mr. Strasley.
By the way, my girlfriend's son went to, Dennis Ford, went to Catholic.
Yep.
It's a great institution. How long has it been around?
Since 1930.
Since 1930. And Mount St. Mary's is even older. Mount St. Mary's, I think, is the late 1800s.
That pennant's older.
Yeah, that's right. And so
they just celebrate their 175th birthday.
It's interesting, Catholic is a private school, and 40 years ago, how many other private schools were there in Little Rock?
Not
40. PA's been around since 71.
So only
40 is not that long, does it?
I know.
So that's the deal.
PA was it. Yeah. And now look what you have. It's amazing.
Little Rock Christian was 77, but that started at Walnut.
That started as Walnut Valley Christian.
That's
Academy,
right.
Yeah.
That's him.
Listen, let's go to the Hodges Glass Little Rock Glass Hotline and talk to Nate Olson. Nate, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, listen, I was getting ready to bust him out. He's busy working, but I'm going to say, Nate Olson, if you don't call this show today, I'm going to get you. Because you sent me a text about their son, Will, that works with you guys and is getting ready to leave. I want you to give us a chance to share that.
Yeah, he's worked in our communication and marketing department. Just been a breath of fresh air. I'm going to miss him a lot. I heard you guys talking about him going to California. I cannot imagine how tough that is, saying goodbye to your son, because it's tough saying goodbye to and a coworker. He's been awesome. And I've known Mark a long time, and Will's just like Mark, just a hardworking good guy. So he's done a really good job for the Trojans this last 7 or 8 months.
Well, thank you. He's loved it. Yes. He's loved working for you too, man. He's he had a great
hardworking love having him.
For sure.
Pretty remarkable. He's going in communications when he got here. Kind of had a limited experience at me. He just took the bull by the horns and did a good job learning that. And that's it. And I knew he would be with knowing his dad. So he's been really great and became a friend too. And so I told him that my bucket list is see the Lakers. I'm a Laker fan, and I told him with him there, I've got to come out there. I didn't know that. Well, maybe we can arrange that.
Y'all go see the Lakers play the Clippers. Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I was just gonna say, I told him that gives me another reason to go out there now, because I wanted to go out there, and I've just never been able to do it. And I said, now I can go out there, maybe see you quick, and we can go to a ball game.
There you go.
Listen, I know you guys have been busy, Nate. I was going to reach out to Coach Curry if you want to do it for me. He said maybe see if he wanted to come. We're in studio, Roger, Friday, right? Well, I think we're in studio Friday. Yeah. If he wanted to come over Friday morning, I just wanted to give him a little bit of downtime and because it's been so crazy if he wanted to come over. But, man, what a
Go ahead. He's traveling a little bit right now, but I will let him know.
Oh, yeah, well, if he's traveling, we can get him next week. But, what a fun time it's been for the Trojans. Baseball program, wrestling program, you got track and field going on. It's just congratulations to you guys.
Appreciate it. It was a great season, a great school year academically. I think it was a 26th straight semester over 3-point average, and I think this semester was 3.5 for the whole department, and everybody in the every sport was over 3.0. So we're getting it done in the classroom too. But the baseball run was magnificent. I mean, after what happened last year, and I think that we kept talking about it. What happened last year helped them this year. And now you get to the super regional, maybe that helps you to win it. And that's what coaches talked about too, that some coaches have said you got to get there, then you win it. And maybe, we can do that next year. But already a lot of people clamoring to come here again, just like last year. So should have a good recruiting class again.
That's awesome. Well, Nate, I'll let you get back to work. You're off the hook now. Thank you. You were going to be in trouble if you didn't come.
Well, I was just in my office, Nate.
And I didn't want to.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Yep. Bye. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate that. Nice to get a compliment about Will there. How about that? Well, Anna, we'll let you get back to doing whatever you do. You should be working today, right?
Yep.
Whatever she does.
Just make sure, Roger, we make sure and put the seat down on the toilet if we use the bathroom.
I'm going to use that. I'll sit down anyway, so it doesn't matter. So.
We should make sure we don't go in the wrong bedroom or anything like that.
Exactly right. Please don't check my bag. Don't check my bag when I leave.
And thank you for submitting.
Thank you.
He's the first. He goes in the record book. He's the first.
Very kind.
Wow. Awesome.
I think we'll probably have, like I said, we had 30 this year. I think we'll have double next year because people sort of seen it. And we'll make some posts today.
Well, they get breakfast and Corky's.
That's right. And a guy walking around filming their house at 5:30 in the morning on Facebook.
We're very kind of you to let us invade your house. Thank you. We got another round to destroy, sir.
We still have Joe Nichols coming up. We're going to visit with Laura Beth over at, she went blank on Coffee by Design West, who sponsored our contest. We appreciate them. And
we'll be in Houston tomorrow.
We'll be in Houston tomorrow. Houston.
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 Houston. Yeah, Houston. Houston. All right, don't go away. 8:47.
Here. The low rates are finally here.
What are you talking about, Roger?
I'm letting everybody know that the summer auto loan special from Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union is officially underway, and this year they're offering historically low rates.
Alcoa always offers great rates for their summer special, but historically low?
That's right, baby Bubba. This summer is America's 250th birthday, and to celebrate, Alcoa Community FCU is offering auto loan rates for as low as 1.776% APR.
Wow, those are some historic rates.
In addition to the historically low rates, no payment due for 90 days.
So crazy low rates and no car payment due for the whole summer?
Plus, you can get financing for up to 84 months.
How do I get started?
This offer is valid for 2024, 25, and 26-year models, brand new, or refinance the rides you already have. To get started, go to alcoacommunityfcu.org, apply securely online, call, or stop by any branch.
You're right, Raj. This is historic. How long does this offer last?
May 1st through the end of August.
Roger, we need to let everybody know.
The low rates are here. The low rates are here.
Oakland is here for when you want the ultimate escape, all in one place. Check into the luxury hotel. Escape to Astral Spa, the only Forbes 4-star rated spa in Arkansas. Indulge at award-winning restaurants like the Bugler or the Oak Room and Bar, all before having the time of your life at the 24/7 smoke-free casino where the energy goes all night. Here, excitement and luxury meet under one roof. Oakland Hot Springs. Join the fun. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Justin Akre. If shoulder or elbow pain is affecting your daily life, the fellowship-trained physicians at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health are here to help. They offer advanced care for injuries, arthritis, rotator cuff problems, and more, helping you feel better, move better, and get back to everyday life. Call 501-686-TOSH today to schedule your appointment. That's 501-686-8674. The doctor will see you now.
Hi, folks. It's Chris Zender here at Frank Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Sherwood. When you're in the market for a new Dodge Chrysler Jeep or Ram, we hope you give us a chance to earn your business. Here's some things to consider. Fletcher Dodge has been family-owned dealer here in Sherwood for over 25 years. We know how to take care of our customers to keep them coming back. Every Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram dealer pays the same price for their vehicles. It's the dealer that makes the difference. We'll give you the best deal up front. No haggling, no arguing. We make it easy to buy a new vehicle, and we'll pay you more for your trade-in. Compare our deal to anybody's, and you'll buy from us. Come see us today for the deal of a lifetime on new Dodge Chrysler Jeep or Ram. At Frank Fletcher Dodge, you always get the best price, the lowest finance rate, and more for your trade. And we promise you a hassle-free buying experience. We want to be your dealer for life. Shop Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood before you buy anywhere else. Just tell us what you're looking for and we'll make you a deal. Come see us in person at Fletcher Dodge on Warden Road in Sherwood or shop online at FletcherDeals.com.
25% of men over 40 have low testosterone, y'all. We're talking low energy, low sex drive, low motivation. Some of those guys barely recognize themselves. Here's the beauty of it. 100% of the guys I'm talking about, they can get it all back. They can feel like themselves again with the help of Low T Center. Low T Center is the original TRT clinic. Been changing lives since 2009. Look, they can help you get your energy back, focus back, your sex drive back. They even work with most major insurance providers. So head on down to FixMyLowT.com to book your free T-test today. That's FixMyLowT.com.
Dugan's Pub is your home for World Cup soccer, including the 3rd Street Merchants Association World Cup Block Party. This Friday night at 6, the 3rd Street Entertainment District will be blocked off for the U.S. men's game. Beer stations outside with cocktails from Dugan's, Dizzy's, Copper Grill, and Lucky Luke's. Burgers and dogs from the grill or food to go from all the merchants. Special thanks to the Little Rock Convention and Visitors Bureau, Michelob Ultra, Wheel Horse Whiskey, Toucan Cocktails, Four Craft Cocktails, Windrock Automotive, and the 3rd Street Merchants Association.
This is Trey Schapp. Tune in each Friday morning at 5:30 right here on The Buzz as I bring you From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health, Orthopedics, and Sports Medicine. If you like to hear interesting stories about the game of golf, this is for you. You can also find it wherever you get your podcasts.
Want to see our beautiful faces? Catch Morning Mayhem streaming live every day on YouTube, X, and Facebook. Just search 103.7 The Buzz.
Oh, lonesome loser. Queen of Hearts every time. 852, glad you're with us. 661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. We've got Joe Nichols coming up. We'll visit with Laura Beth over at Coffin by Design West. But let's go to the Hodges Glass, Little Rock Glass Hotline. Do we have him? Do we have Don Dugan on? Christian?
He's there. He's on.
Let's go. Hey, Don, what's up? By the way, happy birthday a couple days late.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that, man. It's been a fun one so far this year.
How old are you?
I actually got to come down and 57.
57. We are, by the way,
you guys, but not by a whole lot.
Yeah, you're a young man. If you've gone to our webcam, Roger, I meant to say Roger was standing up with the camera showing all the cool things in the home. We're in a man cave of Mark Carter, who was a winner of our Man Cave contest. And so Roger was just sort of spinning around, showing all the different things. Yeah, it's really cool. You got to appreciate, and somebody made a good point, a collector is organized, a hoarder is not. And so I think that is a good point where if this place had no organization to it, Roger, you might not be able to say, but I mean, he's got a rhyme to how he wants everything to look. And so,
yeah, it's so cool. I mean, for a collector of all the little things, and it's the little bitty things that I really dig, the little cubby holes that you see, the skin
cars
stuff,
or the little helmets,
any of those things. I've got so much stuff. Cowboy stuff and this, that. Zach asked me, hey, Don, happy belated birthday to you. Zachary asked me about a Tag Heuer watch that I used to have.
He wanted it.
He asked, and he said, do you still have a Tag? And I said, you know what? I don't know where that is. I said, I have lost every watch I've ever had. And I've had, except I've only got two now. And it's the one that we got from Jones and Sons. I still have that one, but I don't wear it, so that's how I hadn't lost it. I wear it on special occasion. And the other one is an old Dallas Cowboy wristwatch that I had as a kid. Those are the only two that I have left, but I don't have any of the other Tags or the Rolex or anything.
Roger?
That's exact. That, you know what? That's what it is.
Don, I know you're getting geared up for the World Cup.
We are.
Dugan's.
Very excited. It's all the Third Street merchants, and we're going to host a big block party. So we're block off the street. We're going to do it this Friday, next Friday, and then the following Thursday. So 12, 19, 25. So this Friday coming up, we'll block the street about probably 5, I guess, and we'll probably start serving drinks about 6. Those guys are going to be setting up a giant screen TV. It's going to be huge. So people, bring your tailgate chairs. You got a couch you want to bring it down to sit down and watch? Great. Knock yourself out. But you got to get it back out when you're done. But we'll have drink stations out there. We'll have food outside. You're more than welcome to order any food from anybody in the Third Street Merchants Association and carry it out there and enjoy it. You know, being part of an entertainment district, you can also go inside and get a cocktail if you'd like and bring it back out. Can't carry it back in, but you can, you know, bring the empty cup back in and we'll refill it for you. So, but we've got, you know, we've got a bunch of great folks in the Third Street Merchants down there. It's us, Dizzy's, Lucky Lou's, Puppy Community, Fennel and Fire, Cha-Cha Boba, Copper Grill, the Rangers. I think we're going to have some of the folks from Little Rock Rangers around, and the American Outlaws, the Little Rock Chapter, who's they're the guys that kind of follow the men's national team. So, and we're excited about that.
What is the big matchup on Friday that that everybody will be? Is it Argentina and Paraguay? Or who is it? What's the scoop?
I think that's the one that people are going to be watching. I don't even honestly, David.
I thought it was USA and Paraguay on Friday. That's
what it is.
Yeah. USA's playing.
Oh, that's
sorry. I'm out of town. I don't have any of that information in front of me. I'm just calling you.
Yeah. All right.
That's terrible. We'll look it up.
But here's what I want everybody to know, because go ahead, Don.
You know, I was going to say, if there is a World Cup match, as long as the World Cup is going, we will have it on our televisions at Dugan's, and we will have everything. Doesn't matter what match you want to see, we'll have it up and we'll get it pulled up. So we'll try to get everybody, you know, accompanied or accommodated.
The kickoff times for a lot of these games are pretty late. Like, some of them start at 11 p.m. What about those games? You going to shut down before those?
Depending on the crowd, but probably not. So we'll probably be open for all of those. So,
well, nobody's giving Haiti a chance, I don't think. I don't think anybody's giving Haiti a chance. And I'm going to be totally honest with you. You overlooked the Ivory Coast in this.
Actually good.
What did I just say, Christian? What did I just say? But here's the thing. When you put Ivory Coast together and you want to throw in South Africa, you know what they do? They throw out the record book, my friend, because when these two teams get together, I can't even tell.
So Roger, did you say kickoff, too? Pick?
My dark horse?
Whatever you want to call it.
Your dark horse?
It'll
pick.
Be Uzbekistan.
Uzbekistan.
It's not mine, Quay. It's your Quay, not mine, Quay.
Okay.
Very good.
Okay.
Well done.
Wait, now listen. I know what is it? How do you start the match, Christian? What is it? Not called. Is it called kickoff? I don't even know how you start a soccer match. Why do you start it?
I mean, they kick the ball at the
ball's in the middle, and
yeah.
Is that what you do? Do you both of you run it fast to try to kick it first?
No, a team gets it in the first half, and then the other team gets it in the second half.
Yeah. Okay.
We actually should know this.
I should. Yeah, you know I what? Know. I apologize to all my soccer friends out there. I'm an idiot when it comes to soccer. I will learn by Friday.
No, it's
though.
Not like
well, go to the Oakland Sports app, powered by FanDuel. You'll be able to bet on any of them, your dark horse or whatever.
All right. Thanks, Don.
Well,
great to talk to you, buddy.
We want to say thanks to Michelob Ultra and to Volkswagen of Little Rock. They've been two huge sponsors of this. And like I said, we've got three events. So come down and see us for all three of the U.S. games.
All right, thanks, buddy.
Arkansas Sports Geeks. By Arkansas Sports Geeks. All day, every day. 103.7 The Buzz. KABZ Little Rock.
The Saracen Casino Hotel is now open.